Accelerating changes to strategy. Why is change vital for an organization's strategy? And change, how organizations achieve hard-to-imagine results in uncertain and volatile times. A book on the official list of resources for the CPIAM exam. Cotter quotes consultant Walter Kuechel, who said, "Strategy is change." In this book and in a previous work, Accelerate, John P. Cotter spells out a methodology for helping strategic change occur far faster than simply relying on incremental improvements, which he argues are less effective given the increasing pace of change in all aspects of society. Change must occur in a rapid and agile fashion, or it will not be fast enough. Cotter argues that in today's global environment, characterized by exponentially increasing rates of change, organizations that fail to respond quickly to threats or opportunities will be outpaced by those that do. Internal change in organizations is struggling to keep up with the speed and volatility of external change. Major stabilizing forces contribute to this inertia. First, human nature is inherently resistant to change and has remained largely unchanged for thousands of years. Second, traditional organizational models are built for stability and management rather than for adaptive leadership. Cotter argues that human nature results in two basic operating modes he calls survive and thrive, and that whole organizations can also fall into these modes, survive. This reflects the fight or flight instinct, which is a focused response to perceived threats. When changes are complex or multiple stressors occur, this mode can persist, leading to burnout and reduced capacity to seize opportunities. Organizationally, events such as major layoffs may trigger the survive mode, leading to morale and productivity losses that offset cost savings. While metrics and analysis can aid decision-making, they may also prolong stress responses. The survive mode remains useful for threat detection, but it must be managed to avoid dominating people's behavior and hindering an organization's strategic progress.
Thrive.
This is the instinct to pursue opportunities and is driven by excitement and purpose rather than the survive mode's anger, fear, or anxiety. It flourishes when people are inspired and empowered to act. Inspiration is provided by leadership rather than management skills. For example, not through policy and procedure. Leadership is used to make an emotionally compelling vision of the future, to make inspiring opportunities visible, and to trust in and empower people to pursue the opportunities. Leadership also helps ensure opportunities align with the strategy. What are some less effective ways to change? Cotter outlines flaws in other change methodologies. Continuous improvement. People tend to buy into the idea that this is all that is needed to keep up. Risk management. Risk management has a bias toward caution, missing opportunities. Digital transformation. Digital transformations, embracing the information age's integration and automation that fail tend to lack clarity on the why the transformation is needed or what is really meant by it. Best Buy expressly integrated their business strategy with their digital transformation. Faced with the threat of online retail plus showrooming, viewing a product in the store, buying online, they transformed their view of their merchandise suppliers into organizations that needed their showroom space and started charging product manufacturers rent for their revamped showroom experience. Their digital presence was transformed to enable this strategy, such as by offering in-store free pickup to drive sales to them. Agile. Agile methodologies are inconsistent with hierarchical organizational structures, so the agile principles, such as welcoming changing requirements, even late in development, are diluted by rigid managerial methods that make embracing late changes very difficult to do efficiently. Rework is inherently inefficient. Organizations also tend to fall back into more structured ways of doing things as leadership turns over. Restructuring. Layoffs trigger the survive mode and make new innovation or new product introductions much less likely to occur during the restructuring, greatly risking loss of market share to other organizations. Restructuring success can be enhanced by helping people focus not just on survive, but using analytics plus leadership and emotional appeal to counter the uncertainty about the present with enthusiasm about the future. Mergers and acquisitions. The expected value from most mergers and acquisitions is much higher than their actual realized value because of inability to capture the promised synergies and intangible benefits from the combination. Normal integration processes activate the survive mode, leading to poor decisions that are made slowly. Cultural integration is typically poor and results in a lot of turnover and missed opportunities. Strategic planning. This is commonly more dominated by management than leadership, resulting in too slow change and poor ability to incorporate feedback. It is not inclusive. Management directs from the top down for little buy-in. Also, the few decision makers involved become a bottleneck to speed. It is mostly analytic and can trigger survive more than thrive. Cotter describes how the various traditional organizational structures are necessary and very useful for keeping medium and larger organizations functioning and executing. But these structures tend to have lost the entrepreneurship and agile innovation ability that makes startups so great. Rather than attempting to do away with these established and very effective and efficient organizational structures, Cotter argues for the development of what he calls a dual system, a sort of left brain logical side, right brain creative side system.
Dual system.
A dual system is one that retains the current organizational structure, which can take many forms, such as a traditional functional hierarchy, a matrix organization, or a project-driven organization, but deliberately adds a second organizational structure that operates in concert with the existing one. This is a network organizational structure. A network structure mimics the characteristics of the entrepreneurial startup. Network relationships form spontaneously as a need arises, but these relationships shift and change quickly and dynamically as different needs arise. Network members come from a cross-section of the hierarchical layers of the organization depending on the skill set needed. But the network itself has no hierarchical layers. Top management needs to champion, launch, support, and sustain this network to give it legitimacy, which is vital because the network is not part of the hierarchical structure. Exhibit 1-40 shows how there is a division of responsibilities between the hierarchical organizational structure and the network structure. Exhibit 1-40. Hierarchical organizational structure roles versus network roles. Cotter sets out the following principles of a dual system, paraphrased here. Broad internal team base. People from all organizational levels are recruited to drive big changes rather than relying on just the traditional personnel choices for strategic planning. Only internal staff are used. Consultants are omitted. The select few, leaders at all levels, and the diverse many, the power of the masses, are both needed. Get to, rather than have to, volunteering. People who feel included in an opportunity that is compelling, they see the change itself as a have to, and have an emotionally positive experience will mobilize. Existing staff are given the opportunity to volunteer, with the main rewards being experience, which can help with promotions, and the privilege of involvement as a change agent. People are not volunteered. Heart plus head. Members are recruited and change ideas are sold by appealing to emotional motivations, like being part of a bigger cause, rather than relying solely on logical persuasion. Rational and analytic business cases are insufficient to create buy-in on their own. Leadership is the key. While management and leadership are necessary, leadership is the key to capitalizing on big opportunities. Leadership needs to be from many, not just one executive. Leadership should include vision, execution, innovation, and acknowledgement. Inseparable left and right brains. The hierarchical and network systems are not separated since they share individuals. This also means that the new system does not increase payroll. There is a two-way, continuous flow of ideas and information between the existing and network organizational structures, greatly enabled by the persons who are part of both systems. A dual system, like any novel change, requires change management to succeed, including training, creating small successes that can be highlighted, and eventually becoming part of the organization's culture. Big opportunity and 8 accelerators. Cotter's 8 accelerators are a set of principles that relate to a change driver he calls the big opportunity. A big opportunity is a new idea. It could be an agile reaction to an emerging threat, a way to capitalize on a market opportunity, a new line of business to pursue, a new business model or methodology, a new product, and so on. What distinguishes a big opportunity from other potential changes or improvements is that it is a solution or opportunity that will create lasting benefits into the future rather than just addressing present problems. It would be difficult to achieve the change without a sustained impetus. It is something that people can get excited about. It still has to be an idea that top management agrees makes great sense. The big opportunity still needs to be aligned with the organization's mission, vision, and core values. But it is not just a reiteration of those ideals. It may be aligned with the current strategy or maybe the impetus to change the strategy. Cotter's 8 accelerators are designed to turn the big opportunity into action more rapidly than an established hierarchical system can. The 8 accelerators are paraphrased here. Big opportunity and urgency. Determine a big opportunity and create a sense of urgency around it. getting buy-in and enthusiasm from as many people as possible. People who feel this urgency will be thinking continually about how to advance the goal and how to sustain its urgency, guiding coalition as change agents. The first big opportunity helps form the core of the network, as a guiding coalition forms to help win this opportunity. These core members will be change agents who want to lead, feel passionately about the big opportunity, and have something to contribute. As the team forms, it will need guidance to understand how a network needs to differ from a hierarchy so that they keep that entrepreneurial spirit rather than starting to build a hierarchy within the network. For example, a focus on budgets, project management roles, etc. Vision and inspiration. The network forms a vision for the big opportunity and develops related strategic initiatives. The initiatives worked on first are those that most inspire the guiding coalition. Legion of Volunteers. The network grows by creating an army of volunteers who can devote a portion of their time either on an ongoing basis or just for a temporary period. They help create buy-in and get things done. Cotter's research indicates that a network made up of 5 to 10% of the total workforce is sufficient to make a well-functioning network. Volunteers need to be vetted for both the necessary level of commitment and the ability to help. Ability could take the form of relevant knowledge or expertise, strong relationship-building skills, and a strong network of relationships, or influence and credibility. Obstacle and duplication avoidance. The network's members focus on removing obstacles to ensure rapid progress on the big opportunity. They also pay close attention to initiatives on the hierarchical side to avoid duplication of effort. Credibility through wins. The network proves its worth by creating quick wins as well as bigger wins that have strategic relevance. These wins are highlighted and celebrated to help the network gain credibility, even starting to win over managers who either did not support the dual network concept or did not volunteer to help. Self-sustaining network. The network sustains itself by recognizing and supporting numerous sub-initiatives, which provide the quick wins described in the prior principle. It also continues to look for the next big opportunity and continues to recruit new members based on the needs. Institutionalize. Successful initiatives are incorporated into the organization's hierarchical organizational structure so they can be sustained and institutionalized. This includes integration into the organization's policies and procedures, metrics and enforcement, and eventually the culture, as the culture becomes one that supports change as a necessary element of thriving in a rapidly changing world.